Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Coaching Conversations. This is your life coach, Sean Chakowski, and I'm here with co-host Moni Visco. Hi, Moni. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. And I am so excited. We have August Shields connecting in. Hi, August.
Hello. How's everybody today?
Awesome.
Hi,
so
August.
Glad to have you.
Excellent. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Awesome. We're all together, and this is our last show for 2015, so it's kind of a nice one. Yay, and we're all together. So perfect. Before we get rolling,
hard to
I'd
believe
like
another
to,
year is gone.
I know, and I we're going to talk about that today. I think it's
yes.
Bittersweet, but exciting also. How was your year, guys? What would you,
it
if you could
good.
Sum up 2015, yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. How about you, Moni?
That's tough to say if I could sum it up. I don't. Honestly, it felt like a blur to me.
A blur. Okay.
It felt like a blur to me. And I feel like maybe that's for 2016. You know, it's funny because I didn't do like the year before, I sat down and took some time to set intentions for the year, and it really makes a difference. Because last year I did not do that, and I think it made a difference because I don't feel like I was as on purpose this year as I was the previous year.
Makes sense.
Well,
makes a lot of sense.
Well, we're going to help that. That is our conversation today. We're going to talk about, in lieu of ending the year and starting a fresh new year, we're going to talk about two things. I pulled up two topics because I do think they relate to each other in their own unique way. We're going to talk about the power of choice, which I think is a little bit left brain, which I think, and it's important to talk about the power of choice, and then we're going to talk about setting intentions. So how that can make transformational changes in your life, how it can set the tone, and get you on a path in alignment with where you want to be. So we're going to dive into that. Before we go, I just want to let everyone know that you can reach us at wnylifecoaching.com, or our direct line is 716-560-6552. We have a bunch of new classes rolling out for the new year. I will not bombard everyone, but if you're in the West New York in the West New York area, please go online and take a peek. And also, I'd like to announce that I'm going to have a e-version, online version of some of our classes. So for those that are not in the area, you will be able to connect with us. Yay!
Yay!
Yay, I know. Do you guys have anything you'd like to share before we get rolling into our conversation today? How's everybody doing with the Christmas? Is it chaos or Christmas excitement, or do we not celebrate Christmas? What do we got going with all of you?
Christmas excitement. Daughter and grandkids are here, and we have friends coming over for a big chili dinner tonight, so we're really excited.
Ooh, yummy. yummy. How do you celebrate the holidays?
Yeah.
Is it elaborate?
I still celebrate with my ex-husband's family, since my family is not in town. So we have Christmas Eve there, Christmas Eve at his parents' house, and then Christmas Day at his aunt's house. So, yeah, it'll be nice. And I'm maybe thinking about, I still haven't seen the Star Wars movie, and I'm dying to go. But I had to watch rewatch all six of them before I would agree to go, because I've seen them all and probably more than once, but I haven't seen them in a while. So I'm on the next episode 5, so I have one more that I want to watch tonight, and maybe I'll try to do that if I can fit that in before.
Very good. A little downtime, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's got, seems like there's a whole following. I watched it as a child. I don't follow the fan group of it, but yeah, it's back in action.
You should watch it because it's very spiritual, actually. It's the hero's journey. Because I don't know if you've heard of Joseph Campbell, but Joseph Campbell, he studied mythology across, time and cultures, and he found this commonality, which is the hero's journey, and that's Luke Skywalker is that classic hero. And the Force is, to me, when he says, may the Force be, the Force is the energy. So
yeah,
you should maybe try to watch it from that perspective, and it's it's if you're not in, I'm into science fiction anyway, so, but it adds another dimension if you're, you know,
I love
that.
I will. I was watching the Lego movie with my kid. I don't know the one that was just out. And now the place that I'm at now, it's interesting how people on your journey and, you know, your consciousness and where you become aware. But I watched that movie, and I felt the tug of spirituality and the meaning behind that. And I know if I watched it 10 years ago, it would have just been, you know, some Legos.
I mean, when I watched it before, it didn't have the same meaning. But I actually saw George Lucas interviewed by Oprah, and he was saying that he studied Joseph Campbell in The Hero's Journey, and Luke Skywalker's modeled after that. And I think he's very spiritual. So if you look at it with, you know, the force is the energy that you use that, you know, to whatever. I don't want to, you don't know anything
no,
about
I
like,
love
really
it.
What, but yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think, thank you for sharing, because it kind of helps us too talk about what we're going to talk about, Moni.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what my intention or what drew me to bring up this topic, and it was about resolutions. Okay. And that's kind of how we can look at things, left brain a little. A lot of people make resolutions for the new year, and I have statistically they say I think only 8% achieve them, which I think is almost the surface level of what you're saying. A lot of times people want to make changes in the new year, and they're just touching upon the surface level, just like Star Wars. You can watch it for just basic entertainment, or you can kind of dig a little deeper and look at the meaning behind things. And that's what we're going to try to, I hope our intention is to share this with people. I really would love to help people. I always knew what intentions were through my yoga practice, and I got the gist of it, but I've found the power of intention now. I've tapped into the power of it and how I can use it not only on making big transformational changes, but simple daily intentions, how they can transform your life. So I hope we can share that with people and give them tips and tools to be able to apply it in their life. You guys game for it? Okay.
Of course.
So resolutions. Why do you think they don't work, guys? Or why? I have to say, power to people for attempting to make resolutions. And I wanted to talk about the power of choice, which is very important. And then from there, I wanted to show people, and you can choose things, but then you have to align your actions with your choices to help them create changes. So it's a two-step. But let's start with resolutions and making changes. So. I do believe when I do coaching, you guys please chime in when you feel the urge to, but I stay away from the word goals a lot with folks when I coach people. And I think I had a very wise sports coach bring that up to me. And we were talking in conversation. He says, instead of goal, we use aims. Or it almost, instead of resolutions, you know, we want to set intentions. Why? Well, first of all, as we see, sometimes resolutions are just a lot of times, I guess, I don't want to put a bad spin on it, but they're not wishes and desires, but they're not looking at the true essence or the true seed of how to make transformations. Guys, any thoughts on that before I get going here?
Yeah, I think resolutions are surface level, and I think in coaching, whenever, you know, if you're coaching a client and you want to ask them, if you ask them what their goal is, they might say their goal is to make more money or whatever they're going to say to get a different job. It's like you have to dig deeper into, so what would that having that do for you? And if you keep kind of digging deeper and deeper, you'll get to the real, what do they really want? It's not necessarily, it might not be the money. It might be, I want to be able to send my kids to college, or I want whatever, you know, financial freedom, or I want to feel independent. Like, so there's more to it than just the surface level. So when you set a resolution and you don't really know the intention, sometimes it might not really be what you want, what you think you want. I think that's why they probably don't work. Because they're not, the motivation isn't there, because maybe that's not really what they want. So I want to lose weight, but what's the deeper reason for that behind just losing weight.
Excellent. Okay. Yep. And that leads in, because they say a lot of times resolutions can be motivating in the beginning, but sometimes they are sabotaging. So mm-hmm. I'm going to read this per se from an article, because they're saying when you have to pick an intention, it sometimes it involves, your intuition. It acquires an awareness of your inner desire and stirring of your heart. It is about bringing ourselves out into alignment. So there's definitely, the alignment is with a desired aspect of life that we are working on. So, wanting something and throwing out a goal, and that's where I think, the goals are the resolutions. But no, when you do an aim, it's almost like a vision. When you get your, I want to say like your life force in that feeling, because I do, I'm a big feeler. I know left brain like, she drives me nuts with the feeling, but and that's why I want to try to. I'm money. You're here to help, because I know you're very. You help me sometimes. We have to make the language go for both. So everyone can grasp it. Mm-hmm. But in setting intention, how would you love to feel? Mm-hmm. In that circumstance, how? And if you can start there to get you kind of where you can define your intention, and we're going to give you some power words. I think at the end, I have an article that I think is really useful. Because, if you set a goal and you get there, I know a lot of times even my husband is like job wise, get and then he gets there and he's like, that's it. And I think in dream building, August, they always say, well, you want it to be larger than yourself. So you shouldn't know all the parameters. You shouldn't know all the parameters. So you can keep, as you're on your, when you get aligned, then you can keep, you want to keep adjusting on that path. I don't know if that makes sense, guys. I don't know, money, if you ground me a little bit with it, or August.
Yeah, no, I mean, go ahead, August, if you wanted to say something.
Yeah, no, the path is, it's ever changing, and every path, every step we take, there's another path and another direction based on a decision. Mm-hmm. And if we don't set an intention, we just kind of wander around. Well, I'll think I'll go down here and see how that feels. Well, that doesn't feel good. I guess I'll go back where I was. And then we can't find our way back for whatever reason. That's why it's just like having a roadmap. Intentions are and aims are a roadmap, so that mm-hmm. if we get off a path that we don't want to be on, we know right away we can make that adjustment. The quicker we make the adjustment, the easier it is to change. And right. I think the thing with resolutions is so many people make a pretty strong resolution, and they make a lot of decisions. They don't usually just do one, they do several. And then the first step is out of the comfort zone, and it's like, oh, I'm not sure I want to do this now. They in their mind they want to do it, but the body says, I don't want to change. This is hard. And mm-hmm. the path, I think, is to stay on the right path, is to set these intentions and to review and to have an aim, so that you know where you want to be. And if you take a wrong step, it feels right away, this is not where I want to be. I need to move back towards where I want to go.
Yeah, all right.
That's why intentions are so important.
Yep. Go ahead, Monty.
No, I think that relates to the choices that, Sean, you were talking about.
Exactly.
Is that, when you have that intention, right, and this is my intention, I want to be healthy for 2016 or whatever, then every step of the way you're going to be faced with choices, like, should I exercise mm-hmm. today or not? Should I eat that cookie or not? And so if you're really clear about your intentions behind that resolution or whatever you made, then you can also realize that every step of the way you have a choice. And is that choice going to be aligned with the intention that you initially set and aligned with your ultimate, resolution or aim? Or, another coach, I heard him say it's the soul line versus the goal line. Because soul, it's a vertical, a spiritual and inner development kind of thing versus a horizontal, achievement and success in the outside world, because it sort of has to be in alignment. In order for it to be effective, it's got to align with who you are.
Right, right. And I love it, guys. Almost like you're picking the subject, and you have to make your choices then. And what's really strong, and every time you make a choice, you're creating power. You're creating power. You want that power to serve you. And where do we go with this? It's very important. I think what we touched upon is the awareness, okay? Because every choice, you know, as someone, like you said, August, everything in our life, in the way where we've been up until this point, has been a choice. Okay, has been some type of a decision. We didn't just, you know, there was a decision to have us be born. Okay, and I love, I'm going to read this article too, because they're saying that when we're not aware, okay, we have a tendency to be on autopilot. We function out of habit, and I think August, you brought that up in comfort, our comfort zones.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say, you know, instead of deciding whether to rise to the sound of the alarm, or you can hit the snooze button, you know, we act automatically. So if we've been, you know, naturally, you know, hitting the snooze button, we may hit that snooze button, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What we want to do, okay, you know, is to get the ingredients of why you're doing this, you know, putting the seeds in there. You know, you realize that once you set your intention and you have a vision and you know what you're going for, okay, or your aim, then all these, then you have choices. You have the power of choice. You have the choice of putting your will, you know, in that effort to go in that direction. I think this was my senior quote, you know, if you decide not to choose, okay, that's still making a choice. So you can, in the big picture, so you have the ability, you have a canvas here to do what you want in your life. And a lot of people think it's by default or we act on autopilot. But if you step up and you learn the secret ingredients of change and transformation, which is setting intentions, setting the seeds, you know, and directing yourself and steering, you are the captain in your life. You have to make choices, you know. And guess what? If you're going to say, I don't want to make choices, I'm just going to stay in the abyss, that's where you'll be. You know, if you want to just say, hey, I'm going to go to Alaska, I want to be in Alaska, well, you need to know how to get that ship there, you know, and direct yourself. So guess what? It may not be the fast course to Alaska, but, you know, every day I'm going to make decisions to say, hey, is this serving me? I know that's kind of my intention. That's where I want to be. That's where I end up. You know, you have a map, like you said, August. You know, are my choices that I'm making aligning me with where I want to be? So, how does that resonate, guys?
Yeah,
really well.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely true.
So it is important, you know, we do when we make decisions without action, sometimes that's, you know, that's, you have to fuel the ship a bit. But I want to circle back to setting intentions, because I think that's where it all starts. You know, it is the seedling, you know. I always say it's the essence energy of transformation. You can make resolutions, but again, if you really want to get you to that place, you know, almost not the law of attraction, but how would it feel to be in that place? You know, how would you like to feel? I know you're really good. You know, we were talking about people. I think we were talking about weight, and you know, instead of being stuck in the now, you know, take a different approach and look at things. I think we talked about, you know, how does your body work for you? How does it feel? You know, instead of, I just want to lose 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like a resolution. Everybody wants to lose weight. So, and I know, you know, that can be self-sabotaging, because your goal is just to lose weight. No, really, what is our intention? I mean, you want to what? How do you want to feel? You know, what kind of lifestyle do you want to live?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because I think that's why people, you know, they'll lose the weight and then they gain the weight back, because they didn't really set an intention. As you know, losing weight is, do they really just want to lose weight? I mean, there's more to it than that. Maybe they want to be healthier, you know,
right?
They don't want to have the aches and pains, they want to get off medication, or they just want to feel, they want to have greater self-esteem, you know, there's. And just losing the weight without working on doing the inner work isn't going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so then their weight will go back up to kind of align with how they feel, which might still not be good.
Yes.
So that's why it's so important to, when you are setting the intention of what do you want, and then I know one of the articles was talking about visualizing it, because if you visualize it as if, it's already done, your actions will align with that. So you start taking action as if you are a person who is healthy.
Exactly.
So what does that person do? You know,
Yep.
And that's how you have, that's kind of working backwards a little bit.
I agree with you. I know, like, when I just myself,
yeah.
I'm like feeling fat and yucky. like, oh, I don't feel good. If I sit there and think about it, it makes me miserable. So I try to put on clothes that make me feel, you know, somewhat good, you know, and then I realize, hey, this is how, you know, I want that energy. I want that feeling. And, you know, instead of staying in that energy of staying, you know, where you don't want to be, and I do think resolutions, where it's a tricky word, because I think, you know, there's, you know, with the resolution, there is like the capability or the thought process of, you know, failing. Like, I didn't do that, you know. So we want you to set intentions. Like I said, you know what, we're going to get there. We're going to evolve. If I have to set different intentions, but, you know, I'm going to keep at that energy. You know, it's a paradigm shift, really. And that's where we want to go. And that's how it lasts. That's how, I believe any intention, you know, and again, I want to work with some of the words and to get people thinking in a grander scale than just, I want to lose weight. I just want to lose weight, because it's, you know, and I've had people, I want money. Hey, well, we're going to talk about that. Do you really, I give you money, but really, I mean, are you going to be happy? What would you, you know, let's talk about what's behind that. What is the intention behind wanting money? You know, what would it feel like for you to have money? You know, if you had $1 million, what would you do with yourself? You know, these are questions to ask to really get clear. Because I do think sometimes the clearer we are, the blueprint, the easier it is to make decisions that serve you best to keep that intention. Guys?
Yeah, and it goes back to what one of the first things you said was goals versus aims. Mm-hmm. Because if your goal is to lose the weight, once you've lost the weight, what are you going to do differently to keep it from coming back once you reach that goal?
Mm-hmm.
That's achieved. And the aim is really to maintain a healthy lifestyle. For the reason, you know, part of the reason for losing the weight is to be healthier. And to maintain a healthy lifestyle is an aim, because that's an ongoing, you know, from now on. Whereas a weight loss goal, you can reach that goal in maybe 2 months or 3 months or 6 months, whatever the goal is. And you reach that goal, and you have a sense that, okay, I've accomplished that goal. Now let's move on to something else. Whereas if the intention is to maintain a healthy lifestyle, that doesn't stop. The goal says, okay, we're done. The intention says, okay, this is where we're going for the long term. This is where we're going to be for the rest of our life. This is why we're doing this. And Mooney said it very well, too, clear. Being clear on your intention, not just a little foggy, I'd like to be healthier, but being clear on what being healthier means, you know, how you're going to be healthier, the regular exercise and the feeling of no more joint pains and cutting back on medications and, you know, for whatever reason. But really good example for goal, you know, is the weight loss as opposed to aim. And I think that was really a wise thing for the coach to focus on.
Awesome. Awesome. And let's do a tool here, guys. I want to leave our listeners with this, that when we set intentions, sometimes it helps, and I do believe in this, that if you could have a good, I want to say focus word, I always say, like, even in my coaching, I use my mission statement. This helps me. I have a mission statement in my coaching business that, you know, certain decisions I make, I always funnel back to my mission statement to say, hey, this is my intention behind why I do this business or why I do this. So with people picking out transformations or setting intentions or wanting something for the new year, okay, maybe, you know, your resolution isn't to give up or, you know, make something better. Maybe you just want to bring more something into your life, folks, you know. Can we think on that? I think, you know, that and Lent, I always hear people giving things up or stopping themselves from things, where I'm like, you know, instead of stopping, because I do think what we resist, we persist, let's think about, you know, the shadow or the reflection of that, and what is it that you want to draw into your life? So they give us some power words, and they say maybe if you can hold on to a few power words that can anchor you in what you want to do in, you know, the new year or in your intention, that helps ground you and keeps you in the direction that needs to be going. I know my power word in my coaching is to serve. I'm like, am I serving? I use that is my line. Do I serve? Do I serve? What can you do? And I'm going to give you a few examples, guys. Maybe you can come up with some, but you know, one power word they suggest if you're trying to come up with an intention, and I encourage everyone to set an intention, and maybe we can share some of ours at the very end here, but, you know, one power word is abundance. Okay, you know, people think money, and I hear that. Or they say abundance or freedom, okay? So, like, they say abundance is, you know, be expansive, let go of resistance, and have reverence for life, okay? Financial freedom, okay? I want freedom, you know, and, freedom from fear, freedom from financial, freedom to live. Mm-hmm. So you want to let go of resistance and free to make choices. Is that what you want to bring in? You know, I'm going to try something for weight here. Okay, how about for weight? Authenticity. Ooh, okay. Let's remember what our authenticity is. You know, you want to be who you are, you know, use your voice, connect with your truth, you know, I always say, you know, the you in there. What kind of, you know, what kind of body do you want that body to carry around you in? Remember that, you know. How do you want to feel? You know, you're there. You're a beautiful being. You know, how do you want that body to function? And let's have some gratitude for having a body. That's probably part two. I don't think we'll have enough time to talk about, but, you know, gratitude. Seeing things. Changing the way you see things. You know, if you're stuck thinking your body's horrible and, you know, I'm fat, let's look at this. We're very fortunate to have a unique body. And I was just reading a book from a mindfulness teacher, and he's saying, think about the liver inside you. What kind of work that liver does within your body. Mm-hmm. I mean, our body is it's magical as it is. It's a miracle to have a body and how it functions. Have an appreciation for it. And then, you know, work with your body and, you know, and then try to make the intentions and the transformation from what you have. So there's different ways of grasping change and transformation. Guys, any words or anything you want to add to that? There's a bunch of words here.
No, I mean, I think this is a great article, and I love the words. I love the power words that they gave. John, are you there? All right, Tom.
Yeah, I'm here. I got a little echoing. Okay. You know,
like joy or, you know, possibility. I like, you know, spirituality, wellness. Mm-hmm. You know, that's another one for health.
Health, they have, like, you know, even how about you want to lose weight. Why doesn't your power word be health? Okay. Health.
Yeah.
Okay, set your intention. We're going to think about health, my health. You know, maybe in my food choices that I'm going to make, this is how I work with people. You want to lose weight, we can, you know, I can set up a traditional diet. But let's be mindful when we eat. Let's enjoy and savor our food first. Let's look at the food we're bringing into our body. Is it healthy? How does it feel going in? How is your body responding? Can we healthy choices? Can we make, you know, they even said, you know, resolutions. If you want to have a great body, and you make choices that serve you. If you can't stand running, I wouldn't recommend. They were saying, or heavy lifting. I wouldn't do a power boot camp. You know, we got to see what aligns with you, so you can make choices and intentions. You know, maybe you can find a practice to bring out, you know, that. To get you fit and get you in the alignment, because you want it to last. You want it to be aligned.
Transformation
aligned with
you.
Yes.
To me, it's the transformation that's worth anything. It's not like a temporary. I need to get to this point. Like August said, like, oh, I need to lose 20 pounds. Well, that's not really what you. That isn't really what anybody wants.
It's a goal.
I mean, they want deeper than that.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If anything, maybe we, you know, people are now conscious of the word goal. Goal, if it's finite, 20 pounds, okay, what are you going to do after the 20 pounds? You want to set an intention to carry you, you know, kind of to keep carrying you. So we have to wrap it up, but I encourage you. I am setting intentions for 2016. Oh, am I?
I know. I am too, because I know it did not work well for me this past year when I didn't do that. So
we want purpose.
Take some time to sit down and do it. Yep.
Yeah, purpose. You know, I know a lot of people.
You
know,
yes.
Yep. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Monique.
No, I was just going to say, I think you start, if it's in your head and you write them down, especially when you write them down, I think it's more effective, because then you'll start kind of taking action, because they're in your mind.
Yeah, yes. And And it generates purpose. I know a lot of people come to me, I need my life purpose. But, you know, even your purpose is on a daily basis. What is purpose?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what you put behind what you do. So if you get clear, you know, doing all sorts of things isn't going to define your purpose. You have the power within you to find what purpose you have. So, you know, set your intention. And intention. Intentions are so powerful. And they're so simplistic, and they're right within. They're in us. They're within us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the beauty of it. You don't have to look outside yourself for them. You know, it starts from within. And I always preach that. But we have to wrap it up. But guys, I hope you all set beautiful intention. One of my intentions is to keep this beautiful collaboration together in the new year, and shed awareness as we do.
Yep.
Well, we're going to sign out for now.
Okay.
You can reach us again at wnylifecoaching.com or 716-560-6552. Have a wonderful new year.
Okay. Thank you.
Happy new year,
too.
Everyone.
Okay, guys. Take care. Bye-bye. Power some
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.